Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. A checkup from the neck up about avoiding a checkup from the neck up, or mortal dangers and medical miracles. Well, folks, what would you say if I told you that a new study found one in every four of us listening right now have a single medical problem that could disable or even kill us, and that more of us develop the same problem every day? And what if I said another study found 20% of us with the problem don't even know it? And if I said somebody found a way to diagnose the problem fast, simple, painless, and maybe even free? And some folks invented medicines that can usually take care of the problem fairly easily, and if we take them, keep us out of the nursing home and maybe even above ground? Well, here's the data. The Centers for Disease Control just found that rates of hypertension, high blood pressure, a major risk factor for heart disease and stroke, have increased to 25% of us 45 years old and up. And one of every 20 of us we see on the street don't even know we have it. Could be you or me. Yikes. Now the good news, and you may already know this. Diagnosing it usually just takes a few minutes. And even if it's not time for your regular physical, and if you don't have a regular one, it's not a bad idea. You can stop by a lot of drugstores, stick your arm in the blood pressure machine, and find out in a couple of minutes for free. And meds to treat it effectively have been around such a long time that there are generic versions that are cheap. And often you can lower your blood pressure by losing a few pounds, getting regular with the exercise, and lowering your stress. Might even get rid of the meds entirely. So, the question from a health psychology checkup from the neck up point of view is, if we want to avoid the major headache of a stroke or a heart attack, what is stopping us? Let's get going. These medical breakthroughs have already been made. All we have to do is make use of them. And if you happen to be one of the unlucky folks who don't respond to medications, there's even a new minimally invasive procedure that often gets it under control, something called renal sympathetic denervation. Who can remember that? Talk to your doc. Anyway, good to know. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.